Keaton Gologli with Lugnuts outfielder Kenny Wilson. Kenny, today we're talking about game day preparation. What time do you show up to the ballpark for a normal 7 o'clock game?
We're at home. I generally try to leave the house by 12:30, try to get there between, you know, it doesn't take very long to get there, so close to 1 o'clock, as close to 1 o'clock as I can.
So what are the first things you do when you first walk into the ballpark?
When I first get there, to get ready, I get undressed. I put my shorts and my shirt on and stuff, and I go straight to the weight room and get my back loose, a roll, foam roll. I do some core exercises to loosen up my legs and my back and make sure that my hands are ready to go so I can go swing a little bit.
From there, what kind of swinging do you do?
First, I start off the tee. I do a tee drill where I go mainly up the middle. I started out high. I take about 5 to 7 high. I go 5 to 7 about belt high, maybe mid-thigh high, and then I go all the way down to the bottom, right at the knees, and just try to concentrate on backing the ball up and hitting it, backspinning the ball up the middle. And then after that, take a breather, about a two-minute breather. Then I'll work on hitting the ball second base off the tee. And then I'll just go, I'll move the tee a little bit more out front, concentrate on backing the ball up and hitting line drives up the middle towards the left center field gap. And I'll just go back and forth between those two for about 10 to 15 cuts, and then I'll get into flips with Kenny.
And what are the flips?
I do a drill where it's coming in from the side. I'm a right-handed hitter, so it's coming in. It's almost coming in behind me, and I got to concentrate on backing the ball up deep and shooting it through towards second base and do the four hole. And then after that, I'll do like 2 or 3 rounds of regular flips, just trying to make sure I hit line drives to second base and try not to pull off and keep my head down on every swing.
Once you get into the batting cages, then what kind of stuff do you work on there?
For BP?
Mm-hmm.
For BP, mainly, like I said, I'm just trying to hit the ball on the barrel, and I'm trying to hit the ball to second base. And it may not go to second base, but I'm concentrating on hitting the ball hard that way. And for me, second base is like my center field. That's my middle of the field. So if I think up the middle in BP, a lot of times I'll hook the ball, you know, I'll get those top spinners that I don't want. So if I concentrate on hitting the ball to the opposite field at second base, I can back the ball up, I let it get deep, and then I can take a short, quick swing at it.
How did you figure that out? How did you figure out that you need to focus going to the opposite field, going towards second base in order to get those line drives?
Me and Kenny Graham, we sat and we talked. He said, one day he just came up to me and he said, I think we need to do this. We need to, instead of worrying about hitting the ball up the middle, like at the actual second base, he said, let's move it over a little bit to the right so we could back the ball up just a little bit more, because I was just mishitting balls out front. And, you know, in theory, he was thinking if we just back the ball up just a little bit more, those balls that I'm just out front on, I'll actually be able to backspin them and be a lot more short with it and just be able to create backspin, like I said earlier.
Your defense, how do you work on your defense every day, getting those good jumps and reading balls off the bat?
It all starts with BP. I mean, outfielders, we can't do a whole lot. When it comes to reaction drills, I mean, we can take as many fungos off the bat as we want to, but nothing compares to a good live read off the bat with somebody actually hitting. So I try to get as many reads as I can during BP, without burning myself out. And then I don't chase every ball down the gaps. I just try to get two to three quick steps, get sideways, and that's how I work on my reactions is during BP.
Now, how did your daily routine kind of evolve throughout your time as a professional?
I think a lot of it's cross elimination. I mean, you find out what works for you, and you find out what doesn't work for you. Find out what you like and what you don't like. And what I've been doing lately, I like it, and I can see me continuing to do that.
Is the game day preparation the kind of thing that you change multiple times a year, or do you usually get into a good set routine for a couple months at a time?
Right now, I'm at a good set routine, and I don't want to deviate from that. Earlier on in the season, I was doing things a little bit too soon. So I was having to do a little bit more in that gap of time. Like before the games, I would come out to the line a little bit too soon. I would do my sprints a little bit too soon. So I backed everything up just a little bit, and now I'm ready to go when it's game time.
That seems like it's one of the most difficult things about your game day preparation. You wouldn't want to wear yourself out because you got to be at your highest energy and ready to go at 7 o'clock.
Exactly.
What kind of things did you try to incorporate in order to do that when you first came into the professional baseball?
I didn't do anything. I honestly, I was so hard-headed and stubborn that I thought, like, if I do this before the game, I'm going to wear myself out. And honestly, that's not true. It's all a mindset. You know, if you tell yourself you're tired, you're tired. We're at a point in the season now where we're almost at the midway. And you can tell some guys are tired, but honestly, to me, it's all a mindset. You know, like I said, if you tell yourself you're tired, you're tired. So, you know, you get out to the line and you do what you got to do to get ready for the game. You know, some guys do a little bit more, some guys do a little bit less. And I know it works for me, so, you know, that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Great. Kenny, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck the rest of the day and the season.
Thank you very much.
That was Kenny Wilson, Lugnuts outfielder. We'll step aside when we come back. We'll have more Lugnuts baseball on Big Country 92.1.